This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian nationals fighting on Ukraine's side on Wednesday hailed as a success a brazen mission to send groups of volunteers across the border into southern Russia and back. Russia on Tuesday said it deployed jets and artillery to fight off armed attackers who crossed into the southern region of Belgorod from Ukraine, exposing weaknesses on Moscow's frontier. The UN chief Antonio Guterres on Wednesday called on nations to immediately ramp up funding to prevent a catastrophe in the Horn of Africa, which is suffering its worst drought in generations.
We must act now to prevent crises from turning into catastrophe. Make no mistake, action will make all the difference.
The United Nations says more than 43 million people across Somalia, Ethiopia, and Kenya are in urgent need of life-saving and life-sustaining assistance. U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he remains optimistic about the two sides making a deal as the nation approaches a debt default as soon as next week, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
McCarthy says he's sending his negotiators back here to the White House in hopes of finishing out debt limit talks. But
there's a number of places that we are still far apart.
Put simply,
we have to spend less than we spent last year.
Democrats are willing to freeze spending, not cut it. As the impasse continues, Treasury Chief Janet Yellen tells the WSJ CEO Council Summit that without a deal to boost the debt limit, it seems nearly certain the U.S. will run out of cash to pay its bills in early June. Sagar Magani at the White House.
This is VOA News. From falling stock markets to painful blows to retirement accounts and doctor's offices, Americans would feel the pressure within days if Washington failed to lift the federal debt limit. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda has more.
Washington's self-imposed limit on federal debt currently stands at $31.4 trillion. If the government fails to reach a deal to lift that limit, the Treasury Department could start missing payments on its obligations as early as June 1st. Missing a payment would trigger a Wall Street meltdown of historic proportions. At that point, Washington would come under intense pressure to continue to make payments on the U.S. bonds which underpin the global financial system.
Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda. Officials from six African nations visited Israel last week to discuss more cooperation on Israeli technology to serve Africa's growing population. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
The Mitrelli Group, a Swiss company that employs Israeli technology in Africa, marked its 10th anniversary by bringing officials from six African countries to Jerusalem. Mitrelli's founder, CEO, and many of its staff are Israeli, and they say that Israeli innovation can move Africa forward. The population of Africa is expected to grow to 2.5 billion people in the next 30 years. The Mitrelli Group says Israeli technology can help African states not only meet their population's needs, but also flourish at the same time. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Former Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan said Wednesday senior leaders were being pressured into resigning from his party amid a crackdown as a former cabinet minister became the latest to quit. Rights monitors said authorities have detained thousands of supporters of Khan's party since days of street violence erupted over his brief arrest earlier this month. Tina Turner has died at age 83. She teamed up with her husband Ike Turner for a dynamic run of hit records and live shows and survived a horrific marriage to triumph in middle age with the chart-topping What's Love Got to Do with It? She was also known for songs as Proud Mary, River Deep, Mountain High, and We Don't Need Another Hero. Her trademarks included her bold smile and strong cheekbones. Also, Turner's manager said she died Tuesday after a long illness in her home near Zurich, Switzerland. Tina Turner was 83. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.